A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he left him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord. Once again, we are more than familiar with this particular parable which Luke gives us. We don't know much about the man in question who has come to Jesus. He is described as a scholar of the law, therefore probably one of the lawyers that sometimes Jesus chastised when he spoke about, "Oh, woe to you, scribes of the Pharisees, woe to you, lawyers." Yet this one seems to be a fairly insightful and good lawyer, although we don't exactly know. We just know that he came to ask Jesus a question, and we assume it's with sincerity rather than making any effort to trick Jesus. In fact, the reply he gives to Jesus' question is quite profound, not significantly different in any way from the way Jesus himself has summarized for us the law and the prophets with the 2 great commandments. And so here we have, and perhaps Jesus even learned from him something of this sort, because we have someone who, like Jesus, is able to summarize the heart, the core of the teaching of the Hebrew Scriptures with those 2 commands from the book of Deuteronomy and the book of Leviticus. And again, the astounding thing is putting up there with that 1st commandment, one equal to it, love your neighbor as yourself. But the man pursues it. He pursues it because he wishes to justify himself. Thus, there's an element yet of some self-righteousness in him, some effort in a way to look good or to be praised beyond what Jesus has already said. And so with this effort to make himself appear to be one who already does live what he preaches here, he asks Jesus a further question, "And who is my neighbor?" I suppose we might ordinarily begin to think, well, now, who is my neighbor? These or those or all of them, those close by, those far away, those in need. We begin to answer the question ourselves. But Jesus' approach is significantly different in the parable that he offers. For when he is finished, he hasn't really said, well, this man robbed who was in need. That man is our neighbor. Rather, Jesus asks the question, which of these was neighbor to the man robbed? Yes, certainly in one sense, Jesus could have said, well, those who are oppressed, those who are deprived, those who are homeless, the widow, the orphan, these are our neighbors. But rather than pointing to a class of people, whereby then we might again begin to limit ourselves in some ways and think, oh, now these are the ones to whom we need to show compassion. These are the ones we need to love, as if we could set up some kind of fence around those and exclude some others. Jesus' response is much more insightful when he says, now which of these was neighbor to the man who was robbed? In other words, Jesus is suggesting that neighbor isn't, if I might say, so much a noun as it is a verb. To neighbor someone, to be a neighbor to someone, to show compassion to someone. And so it's not a question of who is my neighbor, but rather how do I be neighbor to someone? How do I be neighbor to everyone? No one falls outside the purview of my being called to be kind, compassionate, merciful. In other words, compassion, mercy, these are the ways in which we neighbor others, be neighbor to others. And so in telling the parable, Jesus calls attention not to those to whom we, in our goodness, ought to respond, but Jesus challenges each of us. Am I, in every situation, every condition that presents itself to me in my life, am I being neighbor? And so it's a deeper insight even into that command from Leviticus, love your neighbor as yourself, because it is somewhat turned on its head. And what Jesus is saying, be neighbor to all whom you meet, all who are entrusted to your care, all